Hi, thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia, and this message is about love, understanding love. We want to walk in the love of God, the love that God has for us to express in our daily living. And so I ask that you have your way, Father God, during this message and throughout our lives, because we need you. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, glory to God. Verse 16 through 18 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word, love, the love of God, walking in love. It's daily. It's a daily love walk. It's not just words that we say. It's not lip service. It is a life service. It's not just saying things as far as, or even going through the motions, because sometimes we may do things. I did this, I did that, but it's not just doing things. And as far as moving, it's what is the heart in motion? It's meaning well. And so I ask that God help us. I think about the scriptures preceding it. It talks about in verse 15, "Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." I think about how Jesus expressed in the Gospels about how, the rich ruler came and he said, "Oh, I've kept the commandments since my youth." Basically, you think about, I haven't done this. Basically, I didn't do anybody wrong. But you think about, who did you do right? The person might say, "Well, I haven't hurt nobody, but are you helping anybody?" And so are we extending ourselves? Are we walking in love? It's demonstrated. Jesus laid down his life for us. He demonstrated love. He showed us. Glory to God. Are we expressing love out of our lives? It's not just something that we say. And when we do things, it's not just what we do. It's do we mean it? We talk about in deed and in truth. It's not just what we do, but it's in truth. Where is the heart? Do people really matter to us? Are we just doing it on our obligation? I'm supposed to do this. I said I love you. I remember a person stated one time, actually, God help me and God help us all because we need them. I think a person said something one time. I can't remember exactly what the statement was. I'm not going to quote it exactly, but it was something like, "Well, I'm supposed to love you." "I got to love you." I'm like, wow, that's not it. That's not it. As brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not, "Well, I gotta love you." It's like, no, do we mean it? We don't supposed to just obligation. "Well, I'm supposed to do this. This is step one," or "This is step two. Check. I did off the list." No, where is our heart? And when we express it to one another, it's in different ways. And when a person asks us and we come to people, I remember saying to a person, to a small group, and we were sharing like in Sunday school or something. It was like talking about different things we were talking about. I can't remember exactly what the particular topic was. But I said, I think one thing that happened that sometimes why we don't ask each other how we're doing, a person used to ask sometimes, "Hi, how you doing?" Small talk. It's like, I think it's because a person afraid you just might tell them, "We don't want to hear, how are you doing? You might ask me for something. You might need something." And that's the thing. We might need something. Everybody's not wanting money. It's not always financial. It could be a listening ear. It could be, whatever it is. We might have five pairs of shoes, some shoes we don't even wear, and the person might just need a pair of shoes. Whatever it is, we find out what the person needs, we might be able to find out. It actually has happened to me one day. A person came, and it was finna get cooler outside, and my son, he didn't have a coat yet. It was a coat, and he needed a new one or something, another coat, I was just saying. And someone came to church, and they said, "I had this coat for their grandson that she never gave him. She found out it was in the back of the closet. It still had the price tag on it." And we're like, "Oh, my goodness," you think about a blessing. It's not always financial, and God knows exactly what we need, and she provided a coat with a price tag. I didn't even know I had this coat in the back of the closet. It's whatever it is. It's not just obligation. It's not just going through the motions. It's not just lip service. It's a life of walking in love. Let's walk in the love of God. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.